You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Enhanced odds, Shane Long to score and Southampton to win is 3-1. Enner Valencia to score and West Ham to win 10-1. Going to break protocol here slightly because it should be your turn to go first, Lee, but
I don't mind.
Just before the start of the podcast, Derek, you said these prices were mad.
Well, they are. It's West Ham at 9-2. I can't remember. It's not the most ridiculous odd compiling in the Premier League history. It's the most ridiculous odd compiling in the history of mankind. That's how bad that went. West Ham at 9-2. You know, the only other price I can is when bookies didn't learn that there was a change of jockey in Ben Hare, and Mr. C. Heston was riding claiming 5, and that was still 4-1. 9-2 West Ham. Oh, I mean, hang on. You'll have to find a little bit of privacy. It's just ridiculous. What's going on? 4-6 Southampton. On what planet is that a reasonable price?
I don't know.
You know what? They've not got a great record against West Ham.
Don't
either.
Care. Oh, Southampton have. Sorry, I thought you were going to say. Is that right, Gwan?
Yeah, they've only won 1 in their last 8 in the league against West Ham. Have been 4 draws in that run, though, I suppose. But
I won't get your odds compiler, drag him by the scruff of the neck. Tell him to, you know, stop doing his own work and get in here now and explain with these prices, please.
Are you that strong on West Ham here, Lee? Because Southampton, they've now kept 4 consecutive clean sheets. They're on a decent run. This is a stat that amazed me as well. Fraser Forster, obviously, has been injured, came back, and he's kept those 4 clean sheets.
Yeah.
He's had 34 Premier League games for Southampton. Kept 17 clean sheets in 34 games, which
he's
is
a monster,
incredible,
isn't he? Though when you look at him in net, he's just huge. It's like he makes a great save. He plucks him out of the top corner, and he hasn't left the ground. He just kind of goes, "Yeah, I'll have that." what a great position England are in terms of goalkeepers as well at the minute. I agree with Derek. I can't get anywhere near what Derek just said, so I'm just going to say I agree with him. I think 9-2 is a big price for a team who've proved this season that they can go to the bigger clubs and get results. I'm not going to nick that off Derek. I think that might be his nap, and he's made such a good pitch for it that I'm just going to leave that there. What I do like, though, I think the unders and the goals is worth a look. You mentioned there about Southampton not conceding. True, you know, didn't score against Arsenal. I mean, the wins they've had at home were against Watford, who had a bit of a dip, and against West Brom, who were looking more and more precarious in the Premier League. So, you know, before that, they've lost to Palace. I'm not getting too excited about Southampton's scoring record at home. I think it will be below on the goals. Under 2.5 is 4-6, though. It's a little bit skinny. I'm going to go for under 1.5 at 21-10.
Okay.
1-0 West Ham.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.